Senator John Kerry is touring the Middle East. He'll be in the Palestinian territories for tomorrow's election. He spent a day in Damascus, where he met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the Syrian foreign minister. They talked about what Syria can do to stop insurgents from crossing the border into Iraq. The infiltration of guerrillas from Syria and continued Syrian support for the Islamist group Hezbollah have prompted the Bush administration to consider tightening sanctions against Syria. The former Democratic presidential candidate, John Kerry, is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Kerry said today that he was leaving Damascus with a sense that U.S.-Syrian relations can be improved. NPR's Deborah Amos traveled to the Syrian-Iraqi border today, and I spoke with her earlier from Damascus.
I was down at a little town called Abu Kamal. It's about 10 miles from the border. And when you drive there, it's about a seven-hour drive from Damascus. The first thing you notice is we were stopped twice by security officials, and the Syrians who were with me said that was quite new. They looked in the car. They wanted to know who we were, and they are stopping every car that comes down that road. When you approach the border, you notice that there is a giant sand berm. It's about 3 feet high, that's now about 250-mile stretches all the way across that border. So you can't drive across it whenever you want anymore.
So it's your impression that actually something has been done to tighten the border.
The Syrians appear to be taking a lot of public measures. We talked to a Ba'ath Party official who said he had orders from Damascus to watch the border, and his job was to call back and tell them if anybody suspicious was in town that might be trying to cross. They've also instituted a rule, we are told, that if you are a non-Syrian from another Arab country, you have to have a letter from your embassy saying why you might be going to Iraq. Now, Jackie, there's no telling that there may be smuggling that continues on that border. This is a town that has lived by smuggling for hundreds of years, so I can't tell you that nobody's going across, but it's very obvious that there are many more measures in place than there have been in the past.
NPR's Deborah Amos speaking to us from Damascus. Well, thanks very much, Deborah.
Thanks, Jackie.